This is exactly right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouthhorn.
Do you need a ride? 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 Do you need a ride?
With Karen and Chris.
So
Chris,
here's how.
Sorry to interrupt you, but you lost your mic.
Oh goodness.
We need a mic for this story. Yeah, this, we need a.
Oh boy, I hope it's a good one. If it starts to, my story is going south. You know, I'll just make something up.
No, don't.
No, this is all the nothing but the truth. My hand is on a Bible. I try to read my Instagram messages, but ever since they started putting comments to your Instagram stories in the same place, it gets buried.
Yeah.
And I miss them, but I just randomly got one from a tattoo place. It was called Super Sweet Tattoo. And they said, and it was a link to their post that just said, we have a new drink called the Fairbanks for, and then it tagged me, that is a, for quite controversially, Brandy.
Okay.
I thought one day, because I've been golfing and the Arnold Palmers are a regular beverage, but I'm not a tea guy, I'm a coffee guy, so I thought, couldn't I have a iced coffee version of an Arnold Palmer, which to me was just lemonade mixed with coffee. I like iced coffee plain without any sweetener, though. I'm just like,
yeah.
I need the caffeine. I'm not like, hey, this is going to be a taste experience. I just muscle it down and try to throw together sentences.
You're avoidant of joy, is what you're talking about.
Exactly. Joy is leads to diabetes. I prefer
my life to be a gauntlet.
Understandably, everyone in this car was like, gross, don't order that. And I ordered one at Starbucks, and it wasn't like the most exciting thing. But at Super Sweet Tattoo, they have a lemon meringue cold brew. Mm. So it's like what I think is called a lemon shandy.
Okay.
When it comes to beer, there's like a beer lemonade thing. Everyone was sending me messages. It caused, Karen was getting messages. I was getting messages. Snapshots of menus that have a lemonade coffee drink.
I made the grand statement of being like, you're insane. You've made up the worst drink of all time. No one would drink that. Of course, then eliciting response from the entire public of, what are you talking about? It's on our menu. We drink it all the time. It's actually a this, whatever.
Which was a surprise to me. I thought I'd invented another food item like burrito-sized corn tortillas.
I would have thought that you had invented that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
acid.
Mm-hmm. But this one, like, I'll show you a picture of it. It looks very exciting.
I think the kind of coffee is the key, you know, right? You need, like, it needs to have a little bit of a lemon or a citrusiness to it.
Yeah, I don't know much, and there isn't, like, an ingredients thing here. It's just, I think the lemon meringue, like, just from the look of it, it looks delicious.
Well, and also the fact that it's not lemonade, it's like there's a cream element. So you're cutting the coffee acid with a little milky something or other.
It's more like a like an orange sherbet. Like it feels like it would be more in that kind of realm.
That looks
like, oh, that looks lovely.
Oh, that does look
good. Looks like an iced latte or an iced coffee.
Yeah, but that, it's meringue. See how meringue that is?
I would argue that's not lemonade.
It is. Exactly.
Yeah.
To be kind to me, they said, with some minor adjustments, you know, it's introducing the Fairbanks. God, that's cool. Isn't that cool?
It's really fun. Cool.
A sweet lemon. Sweet is also something, a vital thing they're adding that I was bypassing. I just want some lemon drip. Squeeze a lemon above my cold, cold black coffee. A squeeze of lemon meringue cold brew for those of us who aren't quite done with summer. And then they talk about it.
So you went into this place to get coffee.
I've never been there.
Realizing
where is it?
They had coffee. It was near his house in Echo Park.
And I've never been there. I've not gone in there because it's super sweet tattoo. I've peeked in there and it seemed like it was a tattoo shop first and a coffee place second. So being that I don't have any visible ink, you know, mine are all in my underwear area.
I'm with stupid tattoo pointing down.
Pointing right
to your dick.
No, it goes to my butthole. But I've been, my dick is idiot. Out of the way, idiot, I'm with stupid. You take off my pants, it's just a series of road signs.
And insults to yourself.
Yeah. It's perfect.
35 only.
But I guess the story I'm trying to eke out of you here is you walked into this place.
I've never been there.
And
you said it.
I get it. You peek in, you don't have tattoos. But what I'm saying is, was the person behind the counter like, oh my God, it's you. Look, we did this thing. Or
they just messaged you on Instagram.
Yeah, it was just this Instagram message. So then I messaged, wow, what a sweet gesture. How exciting. I've always wanted a menu item after me. I hoped it would be a sandwich, but no, I didn't say that. but
why couldn't it be?
She said, yes, come in anytime for your free The Fairbanks beverage.
That's awesome.
And then I said, will you tattoo a racing stripe down my body? And she said, yes, I will.
I can't wait to.
Yeah, a lot of the art there is very fine line, detailed.
Nice. Oh, yeah, the pretty
artwork. Yeah.
Pretty little ones.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Nice.
Yes. Coffee shop tattoo is an interesting.
Yeah, and I think it's mostly women artists, and it seems like a cool place. I will go. I just haven't had a Fairbanks yet.
Thanks, sweet tattoo, for listening to our podcast.
Yeah, it was just an organic, hey, I'm a stranger. I happen to be two blocks from your house, and they didn't give me no guff for never going there because I got these tattoo, there's coffee places and tattoo places right, like, on my street, practically.
Right. Yeah,
so I've just been, but I'm going to start walking a couple blocks and then I'm going to.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
If you choose to get tattooed there, get the tattoo before you get the coffee, because caffeine makes you more pain sensitive.
Oh, really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because your nerve endings are a little bit more alive.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So just as a tip for everybody.
Yeah, I didn't really, I thought, oh, I have a great pain tolerance. But when I got my ankle joke tattoo, it hurt so bad that I was drenched with sweat. I was very surprised at how painful it was to get my ankle done. So when I get this racing stripe from my wrist through my armpit, down the side of my body to my ankle, and it's a very thin stripe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's just, I've always wanted it. I've always wanted a line down the side of my body. I don't know why. I just like it. I still like it. I've thought about it for 28 years.
It's your body. Yeah. You're a man, so you still have autonomy over your body.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which it's, must be nice.
Well, yeah. Thank you for preemptively defending yourself, because Karen and I were going to poke some holes in this idea, but yes. I've got nothing now.
I mean, we can't. It's your dream, and now we can't say shit about it.
My hair is blowing out of my scalp that Karen is defending, my racing stripe tattoo. But
what choice have you given me?
No, because you've seen how excited I am. Oh, we're going near Garavanza, one of my favorite skate parks.
Oh.
It's in Heckle.
Very exciting.
Yeah. Do you think there'll be skaters there?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. There's always skaters here.
Maybe we should stop and watch them while we drink our coffee.
Okay.
Or is that creepy?
No, I want to see who's there.
Wait, we should ask Brandy. You're the guest, Brandy.
Yes.
What do you have, are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Aside from coffee, what do you need?
Oh.
Driving around.
I mean, I'm just happy to be hanging out with you guys. My pitch before we went to Starbucks is I was going to say, I don't know if you knew that Wendy's has a pumpkin spice frosty.
Oh, let's get them.
But,
oh, wow.
Yeah, let's go try them.
If you wanted a seasonal.
And you know what? Since I've stopped drinking, I am I dive into sweet enjoyment. I've been, yeah. I have a tooth that has no other concerns other than
delightful.
Sweet. All the teeth.
Sweet.
Yeah. So I will have, because I'm getting less calories, I think, because I'm not having vodka. Oh, I'll admit now daily. So I gotta bulk up.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, that's usually what happens too when people quit drinking. Your sweet tooth kicks in because you didn't realize how much sugar was in the stuff you were drinking.
Yeah.
Right. So it took a while. Like,
and your body still needs it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a big piece of it. Go ahead and punch Wendy's into there.
Okay.
Some directions. I love this.
We are going to Wendy's.
Because the last time listener Brandy was on the show, we went to, and you may know this already, we went to, and I hope you do, we went to the Krispy Kreme drive-thru when it opened.
Yeah, yeah.
It had it just opened?
I think it was pretty shortly thereafter, yeah.
The closest one is 3.7. Oh, there's a 3.1.
Yeah, the Pasadena is probably closest.
Okay.
I'd imagine. I mean, either one, wherever.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Pasadena, I find that they have cleaner operations when it comes to a lot of things.
Well, a lot of rich people live there.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of little old ladies, according to that. Is that a Beach Boys song?
Little Old Lady from Pasadena?
Everyone thinks it is, and I don't think it is. It sounds like the Beach Boys.
It's got the harmony of a Beach Boy. You know what's funny? Because I'm from Maryland originally, and there's a Pasadena in Maryland, which is very different from Pasadena, California. It's like a real rednecky on the water situation. A lot of inflatable Ravens players around the holidays.
Sure.
Get it out there.
To me, the little old lady from Pasadena growing up was a very different little old lady. Very, like a lot of tattooed makeup.
Yeah.
Do you know, I learned this on a podcast. God damn it. My turning radius is not good for the small street. That tattooed makeup started by kind of like a scam con man. Mm. And he basically saw that it was happening in, like, I think Malaysia or somewhere. Uh-huh. And so he just started doing it over here, but there was no medical approval or systems or anything like that. He just was like, you get this tattoo machine and you do this and here's the booklet.
Wow.
And here we go. Which is like insane to me.
Yeah, that right. is.
Just giving it to people that have otherwise never,
beauticians.
Yep. Yeah, you just flim-flammed on somebody's face.
That's on the face.
It's not. You only get one of those. And people like to be real cavalier with it sometimes.
Well, my mom got, when I was like a senior in high school, my mom got permanent lip liner.
Oh.
Wow, really?
Yes. And I think she was having a little bit of a midlife crisis because she was like, I think that her hairdresser convinced her to do it.
Yeah.
And it was hot pink. So if she didn't have lipstick all the time, it totally showed. Oh, and she wouldn't, me and my sister, she walked in and I was like, you got permanent lip liner? My sister's like, oh my God. And then she was like, no. And she got super defensive and then just tried to deny it. We're like, Mom, we can see it.
Yeah, we're
like, it's right there.
We're going to crack this code. Here, eat this sandwich. Let's see what happens.
But it's such a funny, like a quote unquote trend where it's like, it was eyeliner. It was lip liner. Mm-hmm. It was like all that eyebrows where it's like permanent eyebrows.
Brows are back too. Like I have a friend that's that does eyebrows. And it's a lot better now, at least, because they do like the individual hairs.
Yes. Now versus... it's, they're artists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is like fascinating to see that. Because my grandmother, when she was a kid, her and her sister plucked out each other's eyebrows completely, and she never got tattoo eyebrows, but she did have to draw them on every day.
Did she have one of those bands that you put on that's like a stencil?
No, she didn't do that. She just freehanded them. She's very good at it.
Oh, okay.
But she imparted to me at a very young age, and I really appreciated this. She always told me that she regretted pulling out all her eyebrows and to not do it.
Yep.
And that's the reason that there's not a single picture of me with thin eyebrows, because I'd never had them.
God bless.
I made it through the 90s and the early aughts completely unscathed because I was like, I got Brooke Shields eyebrows. And my grandmother said, don't do this.
Yes.
We're just going to leave it.
That's, well, I mean, God bless your grandma, first of all. And secondly, I have the same story, me to my niece, Nora.
Oh.
Because we know all about my eyebrows and the fucking drama within. But this second, Nora, because it's like, you know, when you, it basically is when you're adolescent.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you get more eyebrows and you're like, what the fuck is going on? And this looks terrible. And you start trying to, quote unquote, solve it yourself. And I'd be like, Nora, please promise me that if you ever want to do anything to your eyebrows, you're going to let somebody else do it. Please don't make the mistake I did. Because it was like, I literally, in seventh grade, plucked my right eyebrow back to like almost the middle of my eye. Because I was like, I had a unibrow and I kept plucking at it. And then just, I look like a total lunatic.
Yeah. I, as a joke, shaved my eyebrows off once, and I just looked like someone from a Children of the Corn. I knew that I would look crazy, but I didn't know it was a several-week commitment.
It took forever
for them to grow back.
When they're a real integral part of the face, you don't really realize it until they're gone.
Right.
Yes.
All of a sudden, no one knew what emotion I was feeling. Eyebrows are very important when you want to let people know you're joyful or angry.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Crucial. That's kind of why I love these days and like the whole makeup, the beauty trend and takeover and everything like that is just like all those things, nothing is left to chance anymore. It's like you got to lock those eyebrows down, lock the hair down, get your skincare going. Like everybody's on everything and no one's out by themselves.
Yeah, and it's nice that there's, like, real people showing all the stuff online a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Because then you can be like, okay, that's, you know, I mean, they're still trying to sell products as influencers or whatever, but it's like, I like to try to find the least popular person with a face like me.
Yes, exactly.
Right. And see what they're doing, because I'm like, well, you're not getting sponsored, so what are you buying?
Right, yeah.
What's actually worth it?
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually.
Yeah.
Find them before they get sponsors.
I also would like to just go to South Korea someday and be like, fix it!
Yes, God.
I mean, not like I don't want plastic surgery, but like, what are the creams and salves and various things?
I can tell you a couple of them because I started using one. You know how like these days everyone has a literally like a 7-step facial routine?
Yeah, when did that happen?
Honestly, within the last like 3 years,
okay,
2 years. And this Korean skincare, which is amazing, but like, I'm like, I barely would wash my face before, and now I literally am like, I'm in there with a toner. I got a serum. I got a whatever. But there's a couple of them. Well, you know what it is? You'll see them the next time you're at my house, and you can use all of them. Because also they give you so much, and I'm compulsively buying the next one that they're talking about.
Yeah.
So we can do a clean out and be like, you're going to love this one and this one. But they really work.
Yeah, and I've dived in. I've dove in. I've dove in. Mm-hmm. And Ordinary is a good brand.
Yeah, Ordinary.
Just saying that.
It is.
Real affordable.
Real affordable and really good ingredients.
I got my acid. Mm-hmm. I got my different acids. I do it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm getting time to get leg hair tattooed on my bald legs.
Chris?
I'm in.
You're in with every single thing we've talked about so far.
Yeah.
And yes. one long hair down the side of my body that just looks like a racing stripe.
A very thin stripe. Yeah, we're talking as thin as that line.
Yeah. And then a weird curl at the end. Perfect. Make it gross.
Oh, yeah. Very, yeah.
Could you tattoo so it looks like an ingrown hair? Please. I would love that.
And keep it away from stupid. I don't want anyone to be with stupid. Only me. Yeah.
This is one of my favorite streets.
Oh, I love this.
In Los Angeles, yeah. Oh, way to Pasadena.
I just saw this street in, I rewatched The Man with One Red Shoe. I believe, no, that was in New York. I don't know. I've been watching all these old movies and it's fun to see all these landmarks. Any movie, really. It's mm-hmm. it's like, you know, Training Day is my whole neighborhood. It's my, they drive by my house like five times.
Red but this bridge, shot in
I don't think I've ever... What's that?
Reservoir Dogs was shot in Eagle Rock.
Oh, really?
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, but this bridge, sorry.
No.
Just excited about a movie.
I am very excited about this. I see they have a fence up. I guess people got too excited about it.
People have jumped.
Yeah. That's the wrong kind. That's not what they were going for. Yeah. I was just trying to change a light bulb!
It is beautiful, though.
Yeah.
Everything's so green still, which is nice.
Oh, good, good. I just washed these shorts and shirt, and I managed to get them both in one fell swoop with coffee.
Coffee and cars, that's the risk.
Chris, I have, do you have a little bit of coffee left then?
Mm-hmm.
Because can I make a suggestion? When we get the pumpkin spice frosty.
Oh, I like where this is going.
What if?
I should put on my lab coat.
Yeah. Let's hit the spiders out. What if we put a little bit of the pumpkin spice frosty in a glass, little bit of coffee?
Yeah,
that's what I'm gonna.
Real good.
Yes, that's really the reason I got most excited. Another drink named after me?
No, that's the posy. I made it up. I'll fight you for that one.
All right, the posy.
Yeah, listen up, tattoo shop.
are you ready for a collab with Wendy's? Yeah,
We're taking this national.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will. That was my plan.
Excellent.
But
I love a damn frosty. I'm into it. I like limited edition fast foody things. Mm-hmm. I was really sad that I missed the Taco Bell in Irvine, which is where Taco Bell is located. They were doing a 2-week tester of a Baja Blast gelato that they sold out of. All 2 weeks worth in the first day.
Oh, shit.
Because we were going to go, well, Lady to Lady was going to drive down and do a whole episode from the Taco Bell. And then the Taco Bell put up signs the next day. They were like, we're out.
You give it up.
You're done. We're done. We're done.
God, that must have been good. Wait a second. Are you saying like the original Taco Bell? Because you were like, Taco Bell is in Irvine. And I'm like, but it's also in Burbank.
No.
Yeah.
This is the headquarters.
We have
the
HQ. In Montana.
Headquarters.
Really?
So they're doing tester, that's cool.
Yeah, it's like they'll do a limited edition just to be like, let's just test with people and see what people think of this before we go take it national or take it regional.
And what made it Baja Blast? Was there a Slurpee element to it?
Well, do you know what Baja Blast is?
Not really.
Oh, man. Oof. It's a 7-Eleven, or a, no, sorry, not 7-Eleven, a Taco Bell, same thing, same energy. it's a Taco Bell exclusive Mountain Dew.
Oh.
That has.
Oh, honey, that sounds good.
Anything, like, you'll get that reaction if you say anything is exclusive. Yeah. Karen and I in unison.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, I'll go to your party.
Exclusive Mountain Dew. it's a light aquamarine color. It's beautiful. Mm. It's like an aquamarine. It's my birthstone. It's the color of my birthstone. And it is like, to me, it is the perfect amount of caffeine on the way to a show that you need a little bit of caffeine for, personally. Mm-hmm. And when we painted the outside of my house, they have Baja Blast freezes, which are basically Baja Blast Slurpees. And that is my outdoor yard work treat for myself.
Nice. Okay. Smart.
I don't drink a lot of soda. It is my favorite soda by far.
And it's blue.
Yeah. Aqua.
Aqua. Blue of the sea.
Yes. It's the color of the deep sea, which I have nothing but respect for.
That's beautiful. What is that building? Is it?
I know, right?
I have so many questions that won't get answered.
Yeah.
I want to go there and see
It's across from the color of my mind.
Yeah, you know, you're going to get all those questions answered when you Google Panache Bridal building history.
Okay.
That's where we are, everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know why I've been into ghosts lately. Excuse me. I just got haunted. I don't know why I've been into ghosts lately. I am the Dark Lord. My will reign upon thee. Oh, excuse me. I just had a hiccup. Wow.
No, I mean, are you usually not into ghosts and this is a new thing? Or is this like...
Yeah,
It's the season.
When people are like, oh, do you think there's ghosts or aliens? I'd usually leave the room, but now I will pick a comfortable chair.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're in it.
Yeah, I just don't want to bring up... Don't bring up that Sasquatch shit.
Now I'm upset.
One thing at a time.
How dare you?
Oh, you're a believer?
Big, big Sasquatch person.
I agreed to do a podcast that was all about Sasquatch. I didn't read the fine print. And I was not a good guest because I was...
And you and Ryan Singer's relationship has never been the same ever since.
Yes, yes. I insulted most of his crystals.
No, you had Ryan on here to talk about his Sasquatch trauma?
No, but he was a guest on this podcast I did with Robotic Willie.
I love Ryan. Ryan has a great Sasquatch story. Not that I won't tell, but.
Oops, sorry.
Oh, of his experience with one?
One screamed in his face in the middle of the dark woods in Florida.
No.
And he had to go to therapy because of it. And he saw a therapist for a couple months about a trauma that he wouldn't really get into until the therapist finally knew him. And then he was like, okay, so this terror that I've been working through, I feel like you know me enough, you know I'm not crazy. It was Bigfoot yelled at me. That's why I was...
You're... kidding me.
No, that's Ryan will tell you that.
If he doesn't do that bit on stage,
he's talked about it on stage, but he also like I've talked to him in a bar before about hours.
It's real trauma.
It's real trauma. Okay. And to the therapist's credit, the therapist said the important thing is that it's real to you, and we're gonna treat it like that and work through it.
Condescend.
I would have been furious. Yeah. I would have been furious.
And I would have said the exact
How
same thing.
Dare you? How dare you?
Oh, the important thing that it's real to you. Come on, suspend. Don't you want to get the paycheck?
Get into this with me.
Wow. It, like, grabbed him and yelled at him? Or, like...
He was staying in a place called the Shriek Shack on this witch's property in, like, rural Florida.
Okay, so he literally signed up for it.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
And they had said, don't leave it at night once the sun is down. And he was like... I want to see what's out there. And he felt a presence. I don't want to blow up his whole story, but he felt a presence that scared him, and he turned around, and then something screamed right in his face.
Oof.
And he'd never felt terror like that in his entire life.
Yeah.
He ran back to the shack and like shook all night. And the next morning he said it was the most scared he's ever been in his life.
And he said something screamed in his face. I wonder, he didn't really see it or?
He didn't see it, but he like felt that it was.
Well, anything out in the dark wood, if it's screaming.
And you're in Florida?
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Danger, danger, danger.
Well, and Bigfoot moves through portals, so he could have portaled into front of his family. Wait, you should have him
what?
On. You should have him on.
That's not my Bigfoot. That's not the Northern California Bigfoot I was raised on.
Yeah, mine is just an animal like any other that's close to extinct that lives in the woods.
Mine is there's no shape shifting. They just kind of wander around. They try to avoid people, and they look great when they're carved out of a big redwood burl.
Oh, I do love that. Also, they look great in bronzed in an old Sky Mall magazine, RIP to a real one.
Oh,
do you remember that bronze Bigfoot?
I do remember that. That is up there with the...
I wanted one so bad.
Heads or tails coin.
Yes. they were really big, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted one. Desperately for a long time.
Also in the Sky Mall, you know, the zombie that's crawling out of the ground?
Yeah.
Did you always want... I wanted that.
Yeah, that was really good because it kind of looked like Bat Boy a little bit.
Yeah, very Bat Boy-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really good. I was
So funny that that's in Sky Mall next to a cheap analog watch or whatever. Like, they'll mm-hmm. just have... Oh, and for... Do you feel like having some spooky fun?
Yeah.
Well, also, exactly. I think this is... us talking really about before there were iPhones mm-hmm. when we would get on a plane and have to entertain ourselves. And if you forgot or did it wrong, you were literally in that SkyMall giving it the time because
yeah,
what you had no choice. There was nothing else to look at or do.
It was a dark day. This is the publication you get. What else are you going to do? Look at the computer in your pocket? Surprise, it doesn't exist yet.
Yeah.
Wait, does SkyMall no longer exist?
It doesn't. It went out of business, unfortunately.
Look at this sweet little girl. They have some sort of masks on.
They're very cute.
They are. They have all kinds of things going on. It may have been a birthday situation.
Yeah.
A lot of pedestrians today. Well, this is Pasadena. The rich love to stroll.
They do.
I'm going to admit I've never been here.
To Pasadena? Really?
I've been to the Ice House. I've been, you know, I just have not seen these buildings. I feel like I'm in another town.
I've been to the Ice House.
I've been to the outskirts. I know I've been to places that are considered Pasadena, but I have not seen these old-ass buildings.
Yeah, it's really lovely.
Like just, a lot of these buildings look older than Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good vibe over here.
Is Pasadena older than Los Angeles?
No.
Well, I mean, look at this. There's nothing this old in...
Well, there's stuff downtown that's this old.
Like, Old Harris Street is older, for sure.
Well, yeah, my neighborhood is... I think there was a time where downtown was the only... There was no Hollywood. It was just, like, business people on horse. There's places to hitch your horses on my street.
This Wendy's might be permanently closed.
Oh my Lord.
I've been listening, but I also was like, where is it? Because I haven't been over here in a minute.
Also, yeah, because I didn't see any signage or anything where I'm like, oh, it could be interior and we just need to go inside.
Yeah.
There's one in Alhambra, though.
Oh, that's close.
Yeah. The second one is listed.
Is that the second one?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get some motherfucking directions. 20 minutes?
I'm good for whatever. Sorry, we've taken you on a goose chase. Ugh, gosh.
Not at all.
All right.
At least it's not a wild goose.
This is fun
time. Take you on a domesticated goose chase.
This was Brandy when I saw this on my schedule today, and I was like, and I get to end the day doing Do You Need a Ride with Chris and Brandy? Aww. Fuck yes. And Annalise. But I mean, like, that's my...
Yeah.
This is my fave.
Yeah. This is a great day. This is a perfect day.
Yeah, there are a lot of guests for each of us, and anxiety happens. Like, I get nervous. My own podcast, I've done this close to a decade now.
I'm glad I don't make you nervous. Thank you.
No, it's a calm. I'm blaming you for not being intimidating. You are a calming presence.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's a compliment.
And good at comedy, the more important piece.
Yeah, the tranquil aqua waters of Brandy Pasadena.
Look at these houses. Now what city are we in?
This is rich land in USA.
Yeah.
And also all the trees and the greenery.
You can see where a little old lady would love this life.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Look at those trees. Those trees aren't where I live.
No, they're shade. These are like actual shade trees.
Shade trees. Yeah. It's just kind of some good city planning. Mm-hmm. All the things people need.
Yep.
Yeah. This lady clearly works at Jet Propulsion Laboratories.
Yes.
Yeah.
And JPL's look at as she propels.
Mm-hmm. What? I wonder if you're turning or if you even know.
That person likes the element of surprise.
They have the energy of their turning, but they might be going.
I think they're crossing.
No, they're going straight.
They're crossing.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we're both crossing. Thanks, everybody.
I don't know why. It did feel like they were going to turn. I didn't trust them.
Yeah, here's the thing I think lately, because I think we could all tell a story of like crazy driving lately where people are kind of losing it and not handling their shit all that well.
Yeah.
But the thing of people is if in Los Angeles, people before barely use their blinkers. Mm-hmm. Now people are, the wrong blinker is on and you can't trust that the blinker that's on is the direction they're going to go.
Yes. No, you really can't at all. People
that's happened to me multiple times where the person has the left blinker on and then turns right. And you're just like, well, don't use it if you're going to be like that.
Yeah. It's almost like just train yourself not to do it.
Yeah.
If you're going to be opposite day every time that's someone's life you're taking into your hands.
Yeah. Should all be incorporating the bike turns out your window, I think, too. Just should kept those rules in place.
Using the arms?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think in addition to a blinker, just to really drive it home.
What are these guys doing? What's up, guys? Did something happen?
They both are on the corner. That's the sore back corner.
Yeah, yeah. They're just a fan.
They were both there just rubbing their backs.
There's a fan of recycling.
They just want to watch the guy pick up the garbage.
I can't wait for the garbage truck.
It's just crazy what the municipal, you know, the city does for us, man.
It's like, I'm so grateful. Wait, I am grateful for what the city does for me. And this is one of my less interesting stories. I don't give a shit. This morning.
We got to end the podcast like we started it.
Boring. So, this is really boring. So they're doing construction on my street.
Oh yeah. Have they dug all those pits yet?
Yep.
I was wondering when that was going to happen. Yeah. Okay.
So it's happening and they're not very good at directing traffic.
Of course.
So everybody that makes it to my house has a story about, oh, I was being held down there for 10 minutes and blah, 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 and this and that. Or like the time I pulled up and the guy just immediately like, and kind of aggressively was waving me to go up a different street where I had to roll my window down and go, no, I live up here. So, can't tell me to go over there. Like, why aren't you even asking?
Just get out of my life.
Just get out of here. So that's just like a little hiccup or whatever. So, but because of that, the garbage trucks didn't come last week.
Oh.
So all of our garbage cans and recycling has been sitting out for a full week full. And our, you know, my guy on my street has gone through my recycling several times because he loves, he wants other people's garbage real bad.
Treasure. A nice little
treat. He can't help himself. Which is actually I saw him do it through the window this morning and I was just like, God, that's weirdly invasive and I don't like it at all, but it's garbage and I threw it away. So who cares? But it's also weird. I'm like, what are you looking at in there?
Well, I'm excited for you to see it again someday when he pulls it down the hill in a wheelbarrow behind his car pulled by a chain.
It flies out and goes right to my front door, like bringing me my garbage back.
Yeah, it's like a Facebook memory.
Yeah. 1 year ago today. Yeah, exactly. The other thing is, sorry, I'm so losing steam and faith.
No, you're doing great, and we're also punching it up.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to
check. This is great.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I'm going to jump in there.
Okay, so also...
What are we, podcasting?
Two green cans,
uh-huh.
And I forgot to put them out the week before, and so they got filled up, and then when the gardener came, he was like, I have nowhere to put all the stuff. I just blew around your whole house. Thanks so much. Didn't say any of that to me, of course, but I put him in that position. And so I was just like, I have to put my green cans out and make sure, because now everything's going to get picked up and I have to make sure this all gets picked up. But because the garbage truck and the recycling guy didn't come last week, I'm like, but will they come at all? Like, will we ever have this service again? And so this morning at 6:30, I actually set my alarm to make sure I got out there and put them out. Because usually they come around 7:30. This morning I could hear him. Oh, I didn't know that.
No, he should have stopped.
He was being weird. No, right. Okay. He was lurching.
Okay. Yeah.
That was scared weird. Look on his face.
Kind of weird.
Yes.
This morning at 6:30, I hear it's coming. Oh, and so I have to jump up, run out, unlock the gate, grab one can, and they're really heavy because they have a ton of shit in them now. Several weeks worth, and put it out. And the guy has just come around the corner. And I've seen this guy before, and he's cute.
Ooh.
And I just threw on a jacket because I was just like, I have to just get outside. I have no idea. Oh, no, I had pants on.
Okay, guys. See, I'm spicing up the story.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. And kind of needed that for sure. But anyway,
How about these two cans? See, I'll keep on going.
Okay. Yeah, keep doing that, please.
Also green.
So I have to run in front of a garbage truck, essentially, with my finger up in the air, like trying to convey, please hold on. And he stopped and waited for me. Aww. And then I put the can down, ran back, got the second can, and he stayed there waiting for me and then let me put it out. which I just wouldn't, if it was me, I wouldn't have done it. I would have been like, lady, you missed your chance. Goodbye. And he sat there waiting and let me do it. So he emptied both of them.
And he's good looking.
Yeah. Karen, I think you got to put your number on this canvas then.
Yeah.
Can I think, you imagine? Yeah.
I would love to see that.
I'm just going to put a big number one.
Yeah. Hey. What if you thought that's what you're doing? Number one. I'm number one. How about you?
I'm just really egotistical anyway. What's your deal?
Ooh, look at this hanging garden. Ooh, it's like
yes. So,
we're looking at a house with many severed heads and dozens of bodies.
So many skeletons.
Oh, graveyard. Oh, it's so fun.
Ooh, you guys.
Oh, I like it.
Beautiful.
Oh, good job.
Easily, Dad. Listener, easily 30 skeletons set out in front of this house.
Easily. Beautiful.
And gorgeous job. And many who decided in the end to hang themselves.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is the sum of the grief we're facing this Halloween season.
Yeah.
Making decisions. That's why I got the new suicide coin. You just flip it.
Heads or tails?
Yeah. Suicide coin.
I think you've got some new merch, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah. Decision coins, all different kinds.
Yes, exactly.
That was a bestseller on Amazon today, Brandy.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Oh, decision coins.
Decision coins.
Yeah. Oh, everyone thinks they're a little gangster, don't they?
Yeah.
When you forget what the backside of a quarter looks like.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
That was
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
What a great house. You guys have probably talked about this already, but like, I am really proud of Halloween having stepped up.
Yep.
And really become the holiday that we all really want.
Yeah.
And need.
And need.
It
for
used
sure.
to be it's celebrated like, by just fringe of society people.
Yeah.
Those
or
who.
Children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those who never go to church. But now everyone. Everyone enjoys.
We all get it.
Everyone gets it.
No one's ever like, fucking Halloween again.
No. Yeah. And I think the Halloween people have just stepped up and been like, no, I fucking love it. So I'm going to put all kinds of crazy shit in my yard and you'll have that for a month.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you often find these pockets and you want to know which neighbor started it where there's like all these decorations and then the neighbor has half as many. Like you can see the king of the decorators on a street and then... I love when you go down a street. You see it with Christmas lights. Like,
yes.
There's a street in Austin where I think they ask you to move if you don't want to.
Right.
There's one in Baltimore, too. You like part of signing a lease on that street is you have to agree to decorate for the month of December, and you got to go all out.
Aww.
It's great.
That is very fun. Well, also, we have a king decorator in this car.
Oh, yeah. No big deal.
That's Brandy's whole vibe.
My neighbor, Don, who's an older man, the other day, when I was putting up the eyeballs in the roof, he was like, I really love that you've done this. It's, you've unlocked, you've broke the seal for the whole park. Everybody can
right.
do it now. And I was like, yeah. Let's get it. Come on.
Come on, Don.
Yeah, come on, Don. Thanks, Don.
Thanks, Don.
I like to think that Don went home and started inflating his own eyeballs.
I hope so. He will not decorate for Halloween, but he will appreciate what I've done. Because Don is like a very... He's older. He's probably 60-something. He's very... Like, his lawn is prim and proper. His place is very... Like, everything has its place. He's very, like that. And, I like that he thinks that my mess is charming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, thanks, Don. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, and it also matters that he conveyed that to you because it would be very easy to assume he's mad.
Right. Well, because somebody in my neighborhood did not like when I painted my house purple. And my park manager would not tell me who. And I kind of thought it was Don at first because I didn't really know him that well at the time. But I knew how, like, fastidious his stuff was. And I was like, well, he's got to be the one that hates it. But then one time he told me that he thought my house was a joy. And I was like, wrong. I was all wrong about you, Don.
Yeah.
That's why you got to talk to your neighbors.
That's great.
Yeah. Don sounds like a delight.
Don's great.
Don's seen some shit. He knows what matters.
Yeah, he's great. His son Scott's a surfer. He's got a dog named Mickey. It's great. Got a whole situation. I know everybody's, I'm up on everybody's shit.
Nice.
It's pretty great. But I found out the guy that doesn't live in the trailer park, he lives outside of it. He's the one that doesn't like my house, which I'm like, but I know he used to call it the Barney house, which, why are we talking about Barney?
Pretty lighthearted. At least he didn't go grimace.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Do you, the TikTok trend of like kids pretending like the Grimace Shake was killing them was so funny. Did you see this?
I did not see that.
Because there was like Grimace's birthday. There was like a Grimace Shake. The kids were editing these videos of them drinking the shake, and then it would go dark, and then they would just be an undead person with like purple in their mouths. And I loved it because I get worried sometimes about, you know, society and the world, but then the kids will be so funny that I'm like, oh, you got this.
Brandy, why don't we follow? Do we follow each other on TikTok?
I don't know. I don't know what I assume. I don't know what your TikTok is, and I assume it's a Finsta of some kind.
I don't think you and I do.
I don't know what a Finsta is.
Oh, that's like a secret. That's a secret account.
No, no, no. It's me, and my bio just says, it's literally me.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't get it blue checked or anything.
Okay.
I'm just on there and I don't know really how to use it except for me and my sister and my friend Audrey just send each other videos. So yeah. It's like if you would send me that video.
Okay. I'll send those to you then. Cause I'm not that good at TikTok either. I see TikTok videos on Instagram and then I go find you a TikTok.
Exactly.
You need to get on me and Laura and Audrey's chain because we are doing God's work on TikTok for each other.
That would be nice. Because when I just scroll on TikTok, all I see are people trying to sell me things and try to get me involved in very, very badly planned out scams. And I'm like, this isn't fun. Where's the fun stuff?
Exactly. Today I signed up for a calisthenics program.
No.
And they're going to start billing me. And I know how to do push-ups. What am I doing?
Do you know that if you make yourself an LLC, you can take out a loan and then you can lose that loan?
Yeah. It's all
videos of these just very angrily sassy women with long nails telling me how I cannot pay taxes.
Okay, but here's the thing. When that happens, touch the screen, it brings up that white thing, and you hit not interested, and you won't see those anymore.
Ooh, thank you for this.
Yes. Okay.
That's great.
This is how we're going to get everybody on TikTok.
Hell yeah.
Because is, other than that, though, I don't know anything, and there's a lot of people who are so nice, and they've either put a follow request in, or they're somehow trying to, like, get involved, and I don't know how to do it, and I don't know what it means or what it's going to expose me to, so I'm just not doing it.
Okay.
So if you've... listener somehow asked me to get involved on TikTok, don't take it personally. I just am middle-aged in a very real way, and I don't know how to interact. And I also don't want to interact except for with people that I know have good taste.
Yes. Right.
Sorry.
Yes. No, I mean, 100%. Look, we're allowed to keep our circles small in those ways because there's so much. There's so much already out there.
Yes.
But, okay,
very true.
I'm going to find you on TikTok and I'm going to find the Grimace videos and I'll send you one.
Send me some Grimace videos.
They're really funny.
None of us, not myself, not Laura or Audrey, of any of us shared a Grimace video.
Okay,
so
great.
I'm excited to see that.
I'm excited to send this over to you. This would be great.
Nice. Now, if this Wendy's isn't where we think it is, will we just drive all night until we find one? Is that the plan?
I mean...
No, I can attest, I will say, because I used to live here with Stephen Ray Morris.
Oh, that's right.
Former engineer, producer of the pod. We lived 3 blocks away from this Wendy's.
Oh, nice.
Oh, so you know this is...
It is a legit
excellence.
Oh, boy.
Great.
I hope they still have entire patties in the chili. they used to. I haven't eaten at Wendy's for many years, but they would have like a chili day, and me and my poor friends would go eat $1 bottomless chili. God, why does it sound so disgusting? But there'd be entire bird. They forget to chop up the expired hamburger patties.
That's where they go. They go in the chili.
Yeah. Oh man.
Not a thing goes to waste at a Wendy's.
Yes, it all.
I always really love that you can go through the drive-thru and order a baked potato.
Yes.
I really respect that as a move.
Well, in the 80s, and I don't know if you were around for this, Brandy, or if you were aware, if you were around.
The salad bar?
No.
Okay.
The fact that there was a baked potato trend because people believed it would like somehow help you lose weight.
Right.
So
it fulfills everything sweets will give you.
Got
like
it.
Like a baked potato a day, like makes you healthy. Yes. I remember that.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I wasn't really aware of weight until like 1998, I don't think.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. This was too early. But it was this kind of like, and my favorite was the one that was like broccoli and cheddar, where it's like, oh my God, you have broccoli, you're eating a potato, like you might as well, you know, have gone and eaten a salad. Where it's like, so it's like, but you're at Wendy's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ignore the pump of 7-Eleven cheddar sauce.
Yeah. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Also, it's the same thing of like when, I think it was at Wendy's or at Burger King, but I remember the struggle of being like in college age and trying to order a salad at like Burger King, being like, I need to make a good decision. It's like, then why are you at fucking Burger King?
Yeah.
Like,
what's happening here?
Making it so hard for yourself. It's insane.
Yeah. At Burger King, the salads are just, it's a vehicle to get that dressing in your mouth.
That's right.
Kind of lettuce.
While you smell French fries and regret everything and feel bad.
I remember being in Vegas one time with my friend Brian, who's a guitar player or whatever. And, but we were in Vegas like after a show.
Brian Eno?
No. His name is Brian Clem. He's a guitar player from a band called Suburban Legends. Very funny. Or very, very good. Very funny. He's a great guy. And we were in Vegas. We'd seen Tom Jones. We were there to see Tom Jones, who was phenomenal show. And then we'd gone out to something and it was very late. We stopped at a 7-Eleven for snacks. And we were there as the 7-Eleven man was changing out the cheese and chili bags. And Brian was real drunk and he was like, can I have the cheese bag though? And he gave him the mostly empty cheese bag and then he just drank out of it.
Wow.
As we drove down the strip, like it was like a wine skin of some kind.
That kind of describes Las Vegas to me.
Yeah. That's Las Vegas drunk.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing there.
Vegas is a Franzia bag of cheese.
Yeah.
It was wild. We were staying at the Sahara and it was maybe a month before the Sahara got demolished. And the windows, whatever guard was on the windows, they had taken that off already, but they still let us stay there. So we could open our windows and go onto the roof of the casino.
Oh, shit.
So we were just walking around on the roof of the casino while the sun was coming up and he was just squeezing cheese from his bag into his mouth.
I mean, that's living.
Yeah, it was
that
great.
That is living right there.
I was like, what a great, delightful night. I'll remember all of this. You won't, but I will. And I'm loving it.
Yeah, there was some guilty pleasure childhood aerosol cheese it's like a flexible tip and you just just cheese on the ready.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Whiz?
I think it's Whiz. Yeah, it's a Whiz.
Well,
Whiz.
that's one of them.
You put it on a Triscuit, right?
Yeah.
Like on a little cracker?
I think it's called ready cheese. I don't know.
You're thinking of ready whip and that's the whipped cream.
Okay. That I'm thinking of all the different aerosol based treats.
There's a lot.
Never at my house, only at a friend's house. It's like, no one's looking. Let me put my fist in this box of sugar cereal I'm not allowed. And also some cheese.
Look, Pumpkin Spice Frosty made the marquee.
Hey.
Oh, boy. Hey, this team. Is a beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful Wendy's.
Brick and mortar Wendy's.
And empty.
I know.
Okay, how many people want a pumpkin Frosty?
I would like one.
I would like a small one.
Yeah, it's a small
one. Annalise says no.
I think I'm okay, but thank you.
Okay. Can I also get, would a small fry for the car be good?
I was like, absolutely going to get fries.
Okay, great, perfect. Great.
Yeah.
Because if we're doing a Frosty, I'm curious to see how the pumpkin works with a fry.
You know what? And I'm going to get the classic chocolate Frosty just so we can be contrasting and really, this is what we do in Brandy's on this podcast.
Yeah.
Is we get real analytical about food that's bad for you.
Yeah. Well, I have one request. Could a fry not be dipped in the Frosty? Because I've seen that happen and it might make me leap out of the car.
Why?
I don't want a fry dipped in the Frosty. Nowhere near me.
Oh, you don't have to have that on your Frosty.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody can have individual shit.
I was going to dip my fries into your Frosty.
Okay, that works.
I was
going
to dip my fingers into your Frosty.
Okay,
and then spoon it onto the fry, like a spread, and then put it into my mouth.
So two fries and three Frosties.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, very exciting.
Hi, can I get two medium French fries and two of your pumpkin spice Frosties? And one chocolate Frosty. Thank you.
That taco salad looks
Oh, you want taco salad?
No. But I do.
That taco salad used to be my move.
I mean, that looks great.
It's legit.
I like the big round Tostitos chips.
Wait a second. I've never seen them have a taco salad.
Oh, they've had it for a long time.
Please describe it to me in detail.
Okay, so
round Tostitos style chips.
Yep.
Okay.
Round chips. Go, Brandy.
Round Tostitos chips. Then you've got your lettuce base. Obviously, you've got your chopped tomatoes. You have a cup of chili that comes with.
Oh.
You put the chili on there.
On your salad.
And your salad, yeah. So it's because it's like, but it's like a taco meaty chili. Wow. I mean, it's yeah. And then you do the cheese and the sour cream with it too. Sour cream comes in tubes.
Is it chili without beans?
I believe there's beans in it, but I think it's like more like a black bean chili. Like I kind of feel like
did you get a new smaller purse?
I did.
Two chilies. It's really nice. It's a delight. It's a.
What makes it taco if chili is your meat?
I think it's like a more of like a spicy chili situation.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I mean, it's also Wendy's, so
you know it's chili.
And there's also the chips in it. The chips are in it as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Cheese. Oh, there's salsa, too. Okay.
And lettuce.
And lettuce.
She said lettuce.
That was first.
It's the base. It's the base.
She called it a base.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Oh, exclusive.
Yeah. Wendy's Taco Salad fan favorite as of September 23rd, 2019, this article.
Fan favorite.
Yeah, because it packs in veggies and flavor all at once.
Everything you're looking for at a fast food restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, there's a Wendy's. So Wendy's is probably my pick for, well, depending, but mm-hmm. if you're going to get a meal.
Yes.
I love a Wendy's.
Yes.
And there's a Wendy's on Highland.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I would go buy it to get to the freeway to go back to my house. So then I'd be like, no, I have to go. And it would be like this struggle. Don't go. And then I'd go anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I was there trying to order just whatever the combo was that I was getting. Mm-hmm. And the guy that was taking the order, I was like, I wanted large fries, but a small drink.
Yeah.
Ooh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Are there straws in there?
Oh, they are really little.
We've got spoons, no straws, though.
Okay, can we have a couple straws? Thank you. Don't be mad.
It's making me feel very uncivilized because I feel like I don't usually use a straw or a spoon with a frosting.
I guess straws are
driving, and I'm like,
straws make it really difficult.
Yeah.
That's so fun. We did a double drive-through episode.
I know. This is like, your parents are on vacation and like you have the insane babysitter that'll do whatever you want.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Oh. Oh, look at my terrible window washing job.
Oh, well, we didn't hit that guy. That's good.
Yeah.
End of this story.
Yes.
The guy goes, so I was like, can I get a large combo, but with a small drink, because mm-hmm. I wanted a bunch of fries, but not one of those crazy gigantic drinks. And I ordered a Diet Coke. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, well, I mean, you might as well not get a diet.
Oh, wow.
Wow,
and
buddy.
I was sitting there and I go, I was like, you're definitely new. Like, I don't know what the hell you're, but I just go, are you for real? And then he started laughing. I think he was high. And he goes, probably. I'm so sorry. And please drive forward. It was hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah. It was wild. I was just like, what you just did is so not allowed. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. I like that he laughed before the apology, which of course negates it.
It's like, sir, that shouldn't have come out of your mouth.
You're a dipshit.
Wow.
But also, why would you even? Like, it's like, also, you could, don't do that to people or they'll never come here. Yeah. Like, this is not where you confront people about their life choices.
No.
Like, he's just working there before he gets his physical fitness. Therapy, fitness business off the ground.
Exactly.
I'm going to shame people as I...
Yeah.
Well,
ooh, thank you.
Are we going to do this on... We've had a lot of complaints about eat a lot.
Ooh,
who cares? They get to hear the enjoyment. Hey, do you like ASMR?
I forgot.
No, that is enjoyable. But maybe we should wrap it up just because now it's a perfect time because I have a mouthful of food.
Great. Wait, really quick. Brandy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything to plug?
Yes. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, Blue Sky, at Brandazzle. I'm at Brandazzle is here on TikTok. I know how to friend people, I think. Maybe, but follow me there. I tour a lot. If you subscribe to Bands in Town, you can follow Brandy Posey on there. You can see my tour dates.
That's a good idea.
I have a podcast called Lady to Lady with Barbara Gray and Tess Barker on the Exactly Right Media Network. It's a delight. I have an album called Opinion Cave that you can listen to wherever you listen to albums. I have a new one coming out early next year, and that'll be a comedy special too, which is fun, that I'm putting out on my record label that I run.
That's called... what I was going to ask about, but I didn't want to.
I have a record label called Burn This Records. You can find us on Instagram for now, and we're putting out bunch of really fun things coming out in the next year. And I do a show monthly in LA called Picture This. It's comedians paired up with animators, and they live animate your jokes during your set. Chris has done the show as a comedian and as an animator. Double threat over here.
Well, now I would be, I now know how to draw on a tablet, so less shaky.
You're great at it. And that's monthly in LA. And follow me for all the dates and deets and all sorts of stuff. I like meeting people, and I'm very funny.
That's very true.
Thank you so much.
That's the spiel. Thanks.
Yeah, that was perfect. You didn't skip a detail. You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? D-Y-N.
A-R.
All right, fries, everyone.
Yeah.
Woo.
This has been an Exactly Right production.
Produced by Annalise Nelson.
Mixed by Edson Choi.
Our talent booker is Patrick Kottner.
Theme song by Karen Kilgariff.
Artwork by Chris Fairbanks. Follow the show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Dynar Podcast. That's D-Y-N-A-R Podcast.
For more information, go to exactlyrightmedia.com.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Follow Do You Need a Ride on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen so you never miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, rate and review the show.
And visit the exactlyrightstore.com to purchase Do You Need a Ride merch.